Make you a winner. Stay up to date on all of our latest promotions and concert and ticket giveaways at WJMM.com.
When I have no more sin to deal with, but I am already glorified in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he might present it to himself a glorious church. Child of God, you're glorious, covered with the glory of Jesus Christ.
The clip you just heard is from Todd's Road Grace Church, spoken by Pastor Todd Nybert. If you'd like to hear more of Todd's Road Grace Church, you can listen in Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. right here on Life 99.
The following program is sponsored by Grace Fellowship Church.
I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life.
Good morning. This is David Redding for Pastor Jim Schreiner. Each day at this time, the family of Grace Fellowship of Lexington, Kentucky has the opportunity to meet by radio to share together in God's Word. Well, let's join the service already in progress as Pastor Schreiner continues in the series, What About the Spiritual Father Thing?
It's a divine connection. It's something that God has done that, oh, may we never take that for granted. May we never just hop from one ministry to the next ministry. And I did that when I was younger. I would listen to this ministry for a while and then listen to that ministry for a while. And you know, you get some good things. But you'll never grow right. You'll never develop properly. You'll never develop accurately until you get in that place and you get rooted and you get grounded. And those anointings become part of you, like this quip. They become a part of you. And that anointing is not just that grace, that impartation, is not just for ministry. It's for life. It's part of the grace of life. How many's ever experienced this? You're out doing whatever you're doing, and you hear Pastor Jim. Many of you have. You know, that's normal. That's the way it's supposed to be. I've had things going about my daily life and just hear his voice, or maybe you hear him preaching. Maybe you just think, what would Pastor Jim do? I'm not ministering. It's just for life, for living. There is a flow for just living, that our faith is strengthened. And God, supernaturally, to me, it's almost overwhelming that Pastor mentioned this the other day, that he gives an account. Who else does that? I mean, he's on call 24/7. You know, we understand you go to work, and when you're done, you're done. And really and truly, we're all in that as far as connection with the brothers and sisters, that at any moment, any day, the Spirit of God could prompt us, pray for so-and-so. You just have them on your heart. We're 24/7. We're in like that. But he is one specifically called. And then the Bible says, let's do our part to let him do it with joy. Because he's going to do it. He's going to answer the call. Now, whether we profit from it or get the benefit, that's up to us. Amen? I'm going to stop there.
That, he touched that, that's there.
Oh, he's got to go to class. He really is leaving. I thought maybe I did something. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit to the new younger members. And then I want to talk a little bit to the more seasoned, older members. Okay. Pastor Jim said something Sunday morning, and I thought, he's going to get on what I've had stirring for a while. And he didn't reach out to us until Monday, so this had been stirring in my spirit for a while. When he said, do you trust your pastor? Y'all remember that? First service, I think. You should trust your pastor. If you don't trust your pastor, you're in the wrong church. And so that had been stirring in me for some time. And I had a few more questions that I feel like follow that. Do you believe that he hears from the Holy Spirit? Do you believe he is led by God? Do you believe that he has your best interest at heart? Do you believe he is your shepherd and that he loves you? Okay, so keep those in mind. So to the new members, we're talking about fathers, and it's natural for us to relate God or a spiritual father to our own father, because it's kind of the example we have, right? We have the example of our father. And so one thing that you need to settle in yourself, no matter who you are and no matter how good your father was, he was never, would never be as good as God, ever. Because he's a man, right? So one thing you need to settle in yourself and get this question out, that your father is not an example of God. That God is a totally different person. And so you need to quit looking at God's promises as if your father was going to give them to you. And that's hard, especially if you've had not such a good father, or you experienced trauma from a father or a grandfather or father figures. So you have to settle in your heart. You got to go to the Word. You got to dig it out. And you got to settle in your heart who God is. You have to completely replace that image of your father with the Father God. And you find that in the Word. You absolutely have to do that if you want to be successful. Because if every time you hear a message about God wanting you to be blessed, and then you go, well, my dad said that, but he really didn't back it up. You have to go to the Word. And you've got to settle it in you that he is a good father. Because he says in Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? He's not a man. So there you go. So he can't, you know, no man is God. You know, Jesus came and became the Son of God and the Son of Man. He's our example. He taught the apostles. He was a good father to them. But your father, my father, your grandfather, all the fathers out in the world do not, they don't come close to who God is. And that's the thing we have to settle. So if you're new in this and you still compare, go to the Word, dig it out, find out who God is, and establish it in yourself without a doubt that he is good. He says in 1 John 4:8, the one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. So find out what love is. Find out what God means by love. Because love has been used in so many ways that are not real love. So go to the Word and find out what love is, what agape is. He says in Deuteronomy 10:12, know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant and his loving kindness to a thousandth generation with those who love him and keep his commandments. Heaven, I forgot my water. So you need to know that that's who God is. So it's a hard thing to do. To come from that experiences, maybe have a, you know, and just establish in yourself who is God. So you got to do that first. So I want to go through 10 blessings a spiritual father provides, and then I want to talk to us more seasoned folks. Number one, safe environment of love. Number two, they have learned to be sons themselves. So we can follow them as an example because they've learned to be a son. And so as we learn to be a son, we can look to them as an example. They have experiences in God to share that we don't. And we can glean from those experiences. They create freedom for us to worship and serve God. Because, well, they're not going to let us do stuff that's not, that doesn't glorify God. A good spiritual father is going to stop that. So it gives us freedom to worship and serve God. They provide a spiritual covering. And oh my goodness, I can't tell you how important that is. And this spiritual covering just doesn't happen here. It is a spiritual covering that goes with you, just like Brother Will said, out the door to work, to school, to home, and everything you do. They never stop. He never stops being a father to you. Never. Never. If you, I can't tell you how many times he's texted me or called me, and I'm like, how does he know what I'm thinking right now? And he'll text me, and I'll be like, pulls me out of it, sets me straight. How did he know I was getting ready to drive his car off that cliff? He'll turn around. No, it hasn't got that bad. Be close. A spiritual father will raise our way of thinking. He brings us up to new levels. Because he's also a teacher, right? He's a teacher. He's a leader. They will lead us into maturity, just like Brother Will said. They will release impartation into our lives. It's impartation they've gotten from their spiritual father and their experiences. So not only are you gleaning Pastor Jim's spiritual father, you're gleaning Pastor Callahan's spiritual father. And you may have never met him, but you got all those years of that amazing man of God that is being imparted into us through him. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's the way it works, if you want it, like Brother Will said. They bring accountability and correction. Those two words, those are awesome words, if they're treated correctly. Because everybody, if you've been around a two-year-old, throwing a hissy fit, you know you can't let them play in the road. No matter how much they want to play in the road, no matter how much they want to skateboard in the road, they should not skateboard in the road. And you have to hold them accountable and get their butts out of the road, right? Okay. They release an inheritance to us. So those are 10 things that having a spiritual father does. Okay, to those of us who have been more seasoned, and this is the thing that's really been stirring in me, and I want to help you with something that the Holy Spirit taught me that has helped me so much. I got 5 minutes. This is good. Okay, so I've been doing this. I've been here forever. I have been in children's church. I have done the media. I have done hospitality. I washed dishes one night till 3 a.m. on a Friday night of a word rally with Olivia when everybody else went home. We washed dishes. We did not have a dishwasher. I have... what else have I done? I haven't done worship team, but pretty much everything.
Well, we're out of time for today, so be sure to join us again tomorrow. We pray this program has been a blessing to you. Please prayerfully consider becoming a financial partner with this ministry. You can reach us by phone at 1-800-20-GRACE or by mail at 4514 Briar Hill Road, Lexington, Kentucky, 40516. You can also reach us by internet at gracefellowshiplex.org. We sure would love to meet you, so please come on out and experience what God is doing in our services. We have 2 services on Sunday mornings at 8:30 a.m. and 11:15 a.m. We also have service on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for adult, youth, and children's ministries. In closing, all of us here at Grace Fellowship desire in your life what 3 John verse 2 declares. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. The preceding program was sponsored by Grace Fellowship Church. Your speaker was the pastor, Jim Schreiner.
Did you know we're